Shmaitza Shir Tuesday night. Wednesday night. What's today? Tuesday night. Oh, Chav Sivan. Tomorrow's a Tainus. Or the Chav Sivan. Nobody feels Chav Sivan anymore.
It was
Nobody ever heard. What? That was from Tachin Tachin. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Shmaitza. Okay, we have a quorum, so we have to look. Because we have a very chashuv guest here. Okay, we're going to start from the beginning of the parak again. Kotev Shulchan Aruch, Shmaitza Zayin Parak K. Starts a new topic. Kotev Shulchan Aruch, Shasak Zeros, Matirim Noshim, we're talking about Eidus, husband died. Matirim Noshim means an Eidus that the husband died. Matirim Noshim al Pibali Tshuva, Shemeidim Asherol Be'ez Sora. An aid, once explained, an aid is a witness. When he says aid is in Besdin, he's testifying. He's testifying as to what he witnessed. The Shem aid really is the witnessing of the event. The Rishonim talk about aid hameyid versus aid sheroed. There's testifying and there's witnessing. But the literal aid, the literal meaning of the word, is only talking about the witnessing of the event. The maisa, the testifying, and the witnessing have to be when the aid is kosher. If you know, even if he's kosher now, but he's testifying about something he saw when he was posel, it's not good aidus. So the Rosh says, if right now they escaped and they fully became krum again, and they're Mayid on, they saw the husband dead when they were conversos, you know, your Spanish Inquisition, they were conversos. So it's good eidus, the Rosh says. Aval pishem yiru doson mikaya chaynes, they underwent, however you do that, baptism, whatever it is. Uhu mitshuvas harosh, ayin sham, the Shulchan Aruch comes from a Rosh. Uhavi tchilos o b'psul, even the anusim hoyu, they were honest. Mikol Medek, the Shmaitza says, so what? But they weren't allowed to. As you heard, Vel Yavon. So what do you mean they were honest? Mikol Medek was then the need of Kosma Ramba. Elu Shalosh Abayu Shalem Nema Yehori Vel Yavon. Im Ovar Bikol Mitzvus Asay Benikdashi. Umashma Enu Elo Asay. So from the fact that he was over a lav that has an einesh, the Shmaitza says that would not be, make it difficult. Because for the Rambam it's machma that even when the din is Yehoreh Vel Yavor and you're not oimid b'nisayon and you do the Aveira, but you're not violating the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. It's as if the Aveira and the Sugyot Sanhedrin, one day we'll learn it, maybe. But in other words, the Rambam holds that you're only violating the Asay of Nikdashi, as if the level of Avodah Zarah was also, so to speak, given with the Hagbalah, not if your life is at stake. So once you are not Oymed B'Nisayon, I mean, even if you're not Oymed B'Nisayon, but you're afraid for your life, so you're not violating the Lav, but you are violating the Asay of Kiddush Hashem. So the Shmaita says, so it wouldn't be fair. Why isn't he possible Eidus? Because he violated a law that has the ownership of Misa. Because he probably didn't violate a law, he probably only violated an assay. It doesn't make you possible Eidus, necessarily. So the Shmaitza says, but it does. Because when you have violated the assay for pecuniary gain, you know what that means? He violated the law for pecuniary gain. Yes. I probably mean monetary, but here the Shmaitza is saying, certainly if he's doing it to save his life, that's also, and he violated, you're not allowed to save your life. So he should be possible to aid us because of the din of called Rasha de Chamos, which is Abaye's Chiddush and Masechah Sanhedrin, that even if you don't violate the Torah in a way that would make you possible Eidus because of the severity of the violation, but if you, let's say you only did an Aseh, or a Lav She'en Boi Maiseh, but if that violation was for gain, for a selfish gain, so then you're possible Eidus because it's like you're a Ganav. He's saying, it's called Rosh of the Chamos. There's two types of Rishon according to Abaye. There's a Rosh because you violated an Isser in the Torah, and has Malkus, that's a certain level of Rishos. And there's Rosh of the Chamos. That's even if you only violated an Aseh, like our case here. He only violated the Aseh of the Dashbi, but the Chorda should be possible Eidus because they're like Rosh of the Chamos, it's called. That they, for game, they couldn't hold themselves back. So we extrapolate, I mean, it's a major extrapolation, as Eitai pointed out last night. I mean, here they're doing it to save their lives. What's the right? I'll take $10 to testify falsely. But we do make that extrapolation. Once they can't be trusted, then they can't be trusted. So the Schmeitzers are going to go back to the drawing board. Why could they say Eitus? Even for Eidus Isha, if they're technically possibly Eidus, because they violated the Yerik Valyavar. Babak of the Rosh Alei Mikri Alei B'yoyv HaVeir Sheik V'malkus Alei B'yoyv based in Avul Mevatel Aseh Eino Rosh Alei Yos possibly Eidus Eino Hechadoy Salahachis. Interestingly enough, he's not doing it for personal gain. Eino Bo Chashash Chimud Avul Kol Shosu Mishun Chimud. And I feel a little over a very shameful Malchus, possible hoyed, because we're afraid he'll take money to testify falsely. Because he likes money. He will violate a nisr in the Torah in order to get money. Shabrosha de Chomos, Gur B'chayshim Mishmut, Hani Nami Sheinoisim Lahachis.
He's now the 50 year winner.
It's my fault. Probably. I mean, I have defective cups. Yeah, I've been
lost two cups and something
that way. If you could bring me a paper towel, I guess it would be a good idea too. I'm sorry, thank you.
And to put it in this, it's empty.
But you're not using it anymore?
No.
Thank you. Oh, no good. I don't want to drink.
That's your problem.
Okay. So that's the Shmaitzer's kasha. He's a Rosh of the Chamos. So why are they sharing Leidus? They violated the Torah of Yoram Valyavar, and they did it for personal gain. So it's quite a jump, but that's the din of Rosh of the Chamos of Abaye. Once you violate a law in the Torah for personal gain, then you possibly Leidus, because we also think you might take money and testify falsely. That's the Shmaitz's question on the Rosh. They violated Yerik Bal Yavar. Nani Nami Shenoisim Achas Roy Lipsim Mishim Rosh of the Chamos Kivin the Yosim L'Teyavon L'Chei Nira Shmaitzah. Iker atam the Cherim from the Yitzro Tofa, a new svara. It's like funny. You know, if you're a Rosh Alahachis, then you're not possible Eidus until you reach a certain level of Rishon. Violating the law that has Malchus. But if you, thank you, but if you do it the Teyavon, then you're possible Eidus because you're a Rosh of the Chomos. But if there's so much pleasure involved that Yitzro Tokfo, we have the story to say that you're not really in control. You're not really in control. You know, Yitzro got the better of you, so it doesn't bother you from it. But actually, according to the Rambam, well, it bothers you from an onesh. What bothers you is that.
Well, letting you stay in aid, even though you're a guy that would do whatever you wanted to do for him.
Yitzro Tokfo. If it wasn't on this, there were problems. Hello. Okay, I can't talk to you now. I'm a little bit sure. Yeah, let me
have.
sorry. Say again your problem. Well, they should do it as quickly as possible. Is that what you said? Is that the question you're asking me? You know, I don't know any family dynamics here. It's a very hard question to answer. Right now it's Tuesday night. So it's, and when can you get him? You can't catch him, hit him. So what do you call a delay? What would be the delay? Tonight or tomorrow?
Different groups. It also depends what language you say. You have to judge by the stuff on time.
No, so certainly there's ways. If they're not going to wait overnight, if the deal is not to wait overnight, then it's not even a shiloh. Certainly there's ways. If it's not a deal of waiting for the next day, yes. Okay. Okay, you should have here all the good surahs. You're telling me it's a question of waiting 3-4 hours, so they should wait for you. Okay. Someone in America, his father was just
nifted. I figured here. That from the context. Yes.
So they're not going to bury him tonight anyway.
It was just now.
Yeah. They're not going to bury him tonight. So they'll bury him tomorrow morning, 10:30. But he could be here by 2 o'clock.
So, yeah.
Just wait for him.
It's not the same day.
Yeah.
You have the Arsenal shot. It's actually right.
How did these people find you?
No. But if you violate a law of a certain severity, then you're possible to send it. Mike is going.
Chuba undo that also.
What?
Somebody does Chuba. Like, does that undo it? Or is he just stuck?
And that's why they always tell. What do you think? The first thing they say by a chuba, they don't say it. But I think they say it by a get. If you look at a seder, a get. First they say, Adam Zayt Mahara B'Chuba. Then they say to the Isha, repeat after me, Ich bin Meichel B'Chuba. He goes, Ich bin Meichel B'Chuba. No! Wait a second, why should I? They go, listen. There's almost always an agreement that takes into account the Ksuba too. They don't like to make the Ksuba a separate issue. They just want to make it part of the package. It's in the Seder Haget that the woman should say, Ich bin Meuchel de Ksuba. It's in the Seder Haget. We have a nusach. We wrote a nusach in English. We wrote a nusach to use if you had to go quick before the husband changes his mind. We wrote an even shorter nusach. The abridged version, where instead of saying, for example, when you mitzvah the sefer to write, say his name. The abridged version, we just point.
There's ladies saying,
without pointing. The abridged version, we don't tell it'll be Michael the Tzuba.
It's to get it over with quickly and make sure it happens? Like, why abridged? If you're wanting to change your mind,
we have two abridged versions. Yeah. The husband many times is not stable. And they don't do it by the normal, but they did it. I wrote out a super duper abridged version. The whole thing could take like less than 3 minutes because we point you and you.
Right, you can just say according. Everything should be chal according to the nusach.
You do the minimum. The husband has to be in the tzav of the sofer to write, and he has to point the eidim to sign and to witness. That's all. And he has to be mevatel modos. Very, very important. That you cannot skip. Mevatel modos. Modos is if he gave him a door, that the get should be bought. That he really doesn't want to give it. He's being forced into giving it. He really doesn't want to. That's called Mesiris Moedah. Uh-huh. So every get has a Bittul Moedah. And it has a Bittul Moedah if there was a Moedah on the Bittul Moedah.
Even if it doesn't have a Bittul Moedah, it would still be Chalal. It's just we have to make sure that as long as he didn't have a Moedah. Right? Moedah is only if he says he didn't really want to or he was being forced.
Bittul Moedah means if I said the get should be Bittul, then that statement itself should be bought.
Right. So I'm saying even without a Bittul Moedah, it would still be Chal to get as long as he doesn't have a Moedah. As long as he never...
But you don't know if he did. Right. What do you do if he comes 2 weeks later with witnesses, his pals from Yeshiva?
You can have trouble. It prevents trouble. But it doesn't prevent it from being Chal. Yeah, but there's no Bittul Moedah.
The Seder Haged avoids trouble. You know, nobody, even the super abridged version would not leave itself open to trouble in the future. It's a big din. The milk is getting, you do it, it's over. There was just a huge tumor in there as well. What's a tzemach? I don't know. There was a guy, I'm not sure what happened. The guy was sick. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, vegetable. Right? He was a coma. Tzemach means, no, seriously, that's the definition of vegetable. This is the guy that was in a coma for 7 years, so, and they passed him with
using an extremely, extremely...
Very, very questionable procedure.
And today... It was across the board. 2 days ago, the Haredis condemned it.
Mm-hmm. They called it something like a get zikui.
Get zikui. It was zakeh. It was zakeh. No, the zakeh again for the bow. Now that's a very questionable procedure. The zakeh gets for an isha, so she has to receive something. And even though there are cases of zikri haget for the woman, or she could always make a mishliach to take the get. You don't need zikri. I just was involved in a case probably where a woman didn't want to take a get, but she remarried. And they were zakeh get for her. There are shittas that a schus gomor you could do even if she said before the get. There are shittas that you could, if you learn from Metzias, there are shittas that you can be zoicha for a person if it's a schus gomor, even if he says he doesn't want. Mm-hmm. But to use a procedure of zikui, zochin l'adam shaloi b'fana, to act in place of the baal, to be metzaveh, Soifer to write a get and to give the get you need shlichus to do zechia from the bow is like really crazy. So the Beis Din Tzfas did it. Now I thought the guy's name was Tzemach. I didn't understand.
Okay. Yeah. Pull the plug, that's all.
And it simmered for around brewed for around a week. And I have a long tshuva justifying it. I have the tshuva involved in these things. So today,
you have meaning you both?
No, my best in America.
They justified it.
Very much so. They did it.
My
Best in America just likes Lush. They just like to send me all this stuff.
No, but they didn't justify it, right? If you justify it, you can use it any time you want.
Nobody would justify it. Anyway, today, across the board, condemnation. There's some Corellas and from...
And what does that mean? She's anyways the one. I mean, who's going to... The ladies she got to get. She's now they're going to pull back?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares what the person starts to do. She's not going to be able to remarry with that kid. The cross the board condemnation today from every rabbinic body is there. So,
what she, what kind of hashkafa she is? But did she, she's in a world where she,
well, it's the business of fun. They wanted to push that blow. You know, nowadays there's a lot of pressure from feminist organizations.
So she can find a guy who has that mindset.
I have a question.
There's a Rackman. Rackman used to take women, and he was the bottle of their kiddushin. Those women also found a guy to marry. You know. Anyway, but today there was across the board condemnation. It's a little, you know, once they, the Haredi is condemned, everybody has to play catch up.
Like right?
Everybody has to. You're not allowed to say that, but you know it's true. There is a tzad in halacha, you know. It's like it's called pushing the envelope, but it's really crazy. I mean, it's crazy. I happen to know. There was a quite choshuva rav in Yerushalayim that rumor has it he okayed it. Zikri Haget. That's what's going on. So now, I know what Tzemach means. It's Rachmanus. You know, what are you going to do? I mean, every Aguna then whose husband disappears and a Mayim Shemla himself.
Right.
So you can do Zikri Haget. Well, so why didn't the Gemara think of that? Like
this is.
Like a man, the husband disappears.
She has been Aguna for 7 years. I'm kind of wondering what happened suddenly that day.
What are you talking about? This is like unheard of. This is like outlandish, outrageous. So some Bezdin and Tzfas, I don't know which one. Maybe Rabbanut Bezdin. I don't know. I don't know if the chief rabbis weighed in on this. I don't know. But like,
can't you allow the
audience? Yeah, like, it's so outlandish. It's so outlandish. Is there a tzad in halacha that you can do it? Yeah. But if you remember that Rameyer had a Talmud that could be Matiras Asheris, the Mem Test Drachim. So, if you remember that and you take that Gemara seriously, so you're not despoiled from the fact that someone could write up a 17-page kuntres justifying it, or a 50-page kuntres justifying it. You can do that with anything in Torah. You know, you can do anything. But tzemach, that's disgusting.
It's either a vegetable or minute sound.
As an American, as an English speaking American, I think it's like.
It's the same word. And tzemach literally means vegetable.
I know.
And they use it the same way.
Tzemach sounds so. It sounds so slangy to talk about a living being.
Right.
Like that.
That's what they say.
He's a tzemach.
They want to say it that way because they have to justify what they did. So the more they make it sound like he's not really a person, the more they can get away with this guy.
The way to say it is a vegetable.
Anyway, so this guy's father just died. That's what I took a moment.
He died?
His father just died.
Oh, but not the tzemach.
Tzemach. If the lady's lucky, the tzemach will die.
That's, yeah.
Nobody would say that about Sharon. Yeah, that's what they should call him. Like, he's a tzemach.
They did say that about
Sharon. They used the word tzemach.
They said it's rare, so they could certainly say tzemach.
Anyway, so the Shmaita is a very interesting finish. That if you're not a Rasha because of the severity of the law, but you're a Rasha of the Hamas, and then we can go like to the other extreme and say you couldn't control yourself. And right then you're not a Rasha. The Chaynir Adikar Tam the Ksheirim is because they sort of, like, their life is at stake. So the Yitzhu Tokfo, last year with the Mora Parag Zaboyra, Kami Choshel Arayis, the Svi Leila Rav Machman, the Choshel the Eidus, the Sidon Kovit Rav Ezelzer, the Kovit Rav Ezelzer,
Tema!
Kovit, Pirishu Mikis Mekorish Mathilu Bava Yavar, and some Rishayim learn that even if you're Vaday Oyver and Erba, because you're still Kosher the Aegis, Shem the Yitzro Tokfo, if Kain the Kosher and Melush and Enos, but not Shem the Yitzro Tokfo. You missed the point, so we had a statement from Rav Nachman.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean the one that lived in Tzfas. I don't think I know.
He didn't live in
Tzfas. He died, I think.
His belief, his belief in Tzfas. And you know, even if you don't look like those Rishonim, it's because you know you could control yourself. He says you can't control yourself. But Avodah Harigo, when your life's at stake, then you know, everybody would be made to the principle, he says. And if you can't control yourself, you don't become possibly agents. But again, this is only Rosh of the Chumash. We're not talking about can't control yourself, that you're an oinus, that you can't control yourself. That's it. We're talking about you can't control yourself, so, you know, you're not possible agents. But if Avada, if you do a severe iser, then you do become possible agents. We're talking now that it's not the severity of the lab, it's the rush of the chumas. It says that according to Rameyer, the Gemara is hold like that, but at some point the Gemara holds that for Eidim to testify falsely in a star is Yehorg Val Yavar. So therefore, if they say they did it, they're saying they're possibly Eidim. So you see that. When it's your Val Yavar, you become possible Eidus if you're not Oymed Benisayim. You're Chayyuk enough for Gemara, not like this whole Yisod. For Kasabnu, B'Sefer Ktsais Achleshen, he gives the Ktsais a little shout out here. She says a big Yisod, a major, major Yisod. That the rule of Anathem Mitzvah in Russia. It's not only when I say I'm possible Eidus, which is the way Rashi explains the cloud. That's pretty much the way almost all Rishonim explain the cloud. That you're not Nemon, that you're not Nemon to possible yourself for Eidus. Shmaitz is going to learn, any time I said I did a Maisa Rishus, I'm not Nemon. And in the Maisa Matzmi Rashi, even if I wouldn't become possible Eidus, but I said I did something naughty, I'm not Nemon. It's a very big Kiddush. But that's how he ends his discussion. The Gemara says, they're not Nemet to say they signed falsely. I, according to a mayor, even if it's Eric Valiador, but they were afraid for their lives. Terry says, they're not kosher. They're not kosher because. They're not kosher because of. I'm sorry, they're not kosher. They're kosher here because they weren't supposed to do it. Oh, because even if there's no Yerug Val Yavar, but they said that they did something it's also to do. So, and in any of the matters we're talking about here, not that there's other Eidim saying they did it. They admitted they did it. Any of the major matters in Russia, if you go Rashi and Rishonim in the Pashtus, means you're not Nemon to make yourself possible to Eidus. Or the Korobate, the last boy, they don't make the way Russia. The Shmaitz is being Mechadish, and he says it, the Ksoy is Simchon and Hay, and any of the Mechadish in Russia is a far broader cloud. It's a person's not able to say he did a Miserishus. Even if it happens to be that that Miserishus would not possibly him by Avis. But he's not Nemo to say he did a Miserishus. And then you do it to Solavis. I'm not Nemo to say I did a Miserishus. That's what the Ksoy is.
Cup that was on the shelf is also fresh, so I saw an open package of cups on the floor, so I took it from there. I hope it's alright.
Yeah. I don't know, I think you should have gone with Rabbi Harry.
Pardon? Did you hear the other one today on the news? Cardinal O'Connor was Jewish.
Yeah.
So that, what?
2 days old.
Yeah.
I wrote to you to ask about the Shesh Mitzvahs for my son. I assumed you didn't answer because your foot, you don't know what you're here.
I
should ask that again.
Reset. If you don't get an answer to something within 48 hours, always reset.
I thought maybe you'd not get an answer because you didn't know your matzah because of your foot.
Right at the subject line, resending. So then I give it priority.
Let's read the Hayyadim Sagam. Hayyadim Hagam is Hayyadim is Hagam. Goes through the shape of the stage.
I learned what